Pirates of the World Unite. That was the message at this weekend's Pirate Party International Meeting in Prague, the third in the organization's history and the first in the Czech capital. What started as a Swedish protest movement against the criminalization of file sharing has grown into a tangible political body, setting its sights on continent-wide success in the 2014 European Parliament elections. Rob Cameron has more.
This was the scene at the Hub co-working centre at the weekend as 25 pirate parties from all over the world set sail for Prague. Computer geeks in black T-shirts rubbed shoulders and swapped USB drives with civil liberties campaigners and newly elected Pirate Party council members. Pirate parties believe that global anti-piracy legislation, such as the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, or ACTA, threatens the very foundations of democracy by eroding the right to privacy and the freedom of speech. It's the Orwellian underside of legislation such as ACTA, says the president of the Czech Pirate Party, Ivan Bartosz, that threatens the future of internet freedom.
I think it's more the fight of control of the internet. Because once you set up all those mechanisms, as for example ACTA, you can control almost anything that's happening in India. So we have to keep this freedom because no one can buy the internet.
What began as a marginal protest movement in Sweden with the legal case against the file-sharing site the Pirate Bay has mushroomed into a political movement that spans international borders. The Swedish Pirate Party won 7% of the 2009 European Parliament elections and now has two MEPs. An Austrian Pirate Party candidate was just this week elected to Innsbruck's local council. In Germany, meanwhile, the Pirate Party controls 15 of the 149 seats in the Berlin State Parliament. A recent national opinion poll put them on 13%, ahead of the Greens, the Left and the Liberals.
At our core, what we are fighting for is that the civil liberties that our parents enjoyed should carry over to the next generation of our children in the online world.
Rick Falkvinger, the spiritual father of the Pirate Party movement and the founder of Sweden's Pirate Party.
Our parents were able to send whatever they wanted in a letter, and unless they were under prior, formal and individual suspicion of a crime, that letter would reach its destination. I think it's entirely reasonable that our children should enjoy the same rights.
The delegates agreed in Prague that they will, if successful, form a Pirate Party grouping in the European Parliament, and a single pan-European Pirate Party may one day be formed. The tide does seem to be turning in their favour. The Czech Republic was one of a handful of countries whose government suspended ratification of ACTA after noisy protests by young people, protests that were largely organised by Pirate Party members.
Okay, thanks Rob Cameron there for that report on the Pirate Party's international meeting in Prague and developments there.